Assalamu alaikum. I do not know if this is a wow story that you are looking for, but it is the first time that I have put my feelings to pen. Here goes. After struggling for 8 long years to fall pregnant, Allah blessed us with a beautiful baby girl. 5 years later, our family seemed to have been complete when we realized we were expecting twin boys. A dream came true for my husband. The pregnancy was rocky, and on entering my 32nd week, the 29th Ramadan, something went awfully wrong. Experiencing sudden heavy bleeding, we rushed to hospital. I was immediately rushed into theater. On awakening, some hours later in ICU, and demanding to know where my babies were with much pain, my husband told me that they were stillborn. But that was not all. A few hours later, I was bleeding internally and had to have an emergency hysterectomy. My world came crashing down around me. Was this really happening? The worst feeling was when we came home from hospital empty-handed. To see the cot, the baby clothes, it broke our hearts. My husband tried to be strong for me, but was crumbling inside. It was the worst time in our lives. My daughter's sadness, my husband's pain, what will we do? There were days I thought I would never get through this pain. Somehow, I felt I was to be blamed. Did I do something I shouldn't have? Life at home changed. Then one morning, I realized something. Why am I being ungrateful? Allah has given us a beautiful, intelligent daughter. There are some people out there who do not even have that. Turning to Allah, I asked for the strength to comfort my family. Alhamdulillah, this Ramadan will be 2 years. Thus began Operation Happiness. It was up to me to bring the sunshine back into my home. We, with the help of Allah, emerged a stronger family unit. Not a day passes without thinking of them. What would they have been like at this age? How would they have looked? It was taqdeer. All belongs to Allah. Our children are only an amanat from Allah. We wait for the day that we will be reunited again, and inshallah, there will be a means of our entrance into Jannah. To lose a child is the hardest thing for a parent to experience. Turn to Allah, for He is the only one who can comfort you, console you, and ease your pain. These experiences in life make not only us stronger, but our iman too. Jazakumullah. واحدا منك يسري نم صغيري نم بحجري نم هنيئا أنت عمري خبريني كيف نادت الحمام
الحب حياكم والشوق حيانا ليوننا ذكرى تسعد محيانا.
Assalamu alaikum. To be a woman is absolutely wonderful, as one ends up with all the credentials behind one's name, without studying for them. Example, doctor, nurse, teacher, home executive, mother, wife, mother-in-law, friend, grandmother, master chef, planner, etc. My name is Fozia Beg, bint Frank Pillay. I'm a rebirth Muslim and I'm 50 years old this September. I retired from work a few years ago and it was one of the good actions that I have done with my life. My story goes as follows. I planned on how I was going to turn my house into a Muslim home, as well as becoming a better Muslim. I landscaped my complete garden, building extensions from foundation to tiling, cleaning, cooking, maintenance around the house, washing, ironing, as well as raising my grandchild and making time for Salah and reading Quran in English, as I could not read Arabic. When I took some time to rest, I would listen to Radio Islam. And on this one day, I heard you teaching Arabic vocabulary, and this caught my attention, as I was learning Urdu at the time, as my husband is Urdu speaking. I got all excited as I wanted to learn and felt embarrassed at my age and afraid of being laughed at. and I just could not see myself in madrasa with all the bright children. So I started listening to the program Al-Arabiya Lil-Jamia with Sheikh Zakaria and Sheikh Samih Chad. May Allah bless them. I must admit it was extremely difficult for me as I did not know how to read a single word of Arabic alphabet. I often found myself in tears, wanting to throw in the towel, but did not. Then I found myself tearing on the Musalla, asking and begging Almighty Allah to help me, repeating the same dua over and over. To my surprise, I started escalating and building confidence. Almighty Allah has spoken the truth. I took one step towards Him and He took 100 steps towards me. I called and He answered. I worked very hard and was determined to become a winner. Studying in the confines of my home is the only way I can study, and I am loving it. I achieve much more. At every spare moment, I stick my nose into my books. Today I can write, speak, and read a little bit of the most beautiful language of all time, Lughatul Arabiya. In a very short period of time, I have achieved the goal I set for myself. By a year later, I will inshallah read my Quran in Arabic this Ramadan. I also feel I have become a better Muslim, but still a very long way to go, from the cradle to the grave. Nevertheless, I want to share and hope to inspire all the mothers at home to go this route, as the result is being content and being ahead of one's children, staying in control within the limits of Sharia, of course. In addition, during my study, I pondered and pondered about an easier method of studying the Arabic language, while having fun and falling in love with it. And finally came about, I formulated a charitable company, Operation Hajj, whose purpose, inshallah, is to send the destitute for Hajj with its proceeds from read-along CDs. There are 2 books and 2 CDs, Learn to Speak Arabic for only 200 rand, Look, Listen and Read, and Understanding the Arabic Language, of course. Writing is optional, but will always be there when you feel the need. Come on, ladies, add another credential to your name, master's degree with honors, which will count for everything in the year after. 10 rewards per letter. Just imagine how many letters there are in the Noble Quran. Study the Arabic language. Wassalamu alaikum. Fawzia Beg. كل حين حب ديني ها أنا صرت فتاك يا لسعدي حين يغشاني دعاك بعد بعدي عنك أمي عدت
الحب حياكم والشوق حيانا ليوننا ذكرى تسعد محيانا.
السلام عليكم. From the very onset, after hearing the wow tribute to be held on Radio Islam, I thought to myself, what an absolutely perfect opportunity for me to pay tribute to my friend, partner, confidant, wife and mother to my children. 15 years ago, we began our married life in the so-called modern manner, whereby we had a typical limelight wedding reception. With both of us coming from single homes, we were determined to succeed in our career path and had a distinct plan on purchasing a house in a quiet suburb, driving comfortable cars, and at a later stage, maybe having 2 kids, the typical American dream lifestyle. However, soon we realized that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate planner, when within the first 4 years, we were blessed with 3 sons. I had a job in the tourism industry, which meant I did a lot of traveling abroad on my own, which left my wife to tend to the house and kids. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the importance of being a full-time mother in my wife's heart. So she quit her job and put aside her career. However, she also realized that financially I would need assistance. This prompted her to come up with a few frozen pastry products, which she introduced to the local bakery and butcher. Alhamdulillah, a very good response was received and the demand grew substantially. It proved to be a very labor-intensive process. It meant long, hard hours of work, which of course, most of it, had to be done at nights after the kids were asleep. The very next year, we welcomed our first daughter to the family. And on a sad note, her mother remarried and took up residence in Zimbabwe. leaving her alone with no family support or means of a break. A year later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted me the tawfiq and opportunity to go out in Jamaat for 4 months, which without hesitation, my wife felt it was the correct thing to do, even though me going would mean that I would spend Ramadan away from home, which is her busiest period. And alhamdulillah, at the same time, with the qudrat of Allah, my wife was expecting our 5th child. A month after I returned home, my wife gave birth to our 2nd daughter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly blessed my wife with special qualities. Her perseverance, determination, courage, strength, and deep sense of love and care for us has made her achieve not only in the catering industry, but as a wife, mother, and family member in an extraordinary way. Surpassing heavy odds and many colossal challenges, like my loss of employment and being debt-ridden, she always seems to rise to the occasion. Her customer base for her pastry products has grown as far as Botswana. Without exaggerating, she single-handedly produces approximately 3,500 dozen savories, which are handmade within a 2-month period for Ramadan alone. Always with a smile on her face, bustling from the crack of dawn with the normal household chores, going out of her way to ensure my needs and that of our 7 children. Yes, we were blessed with another daughter and son who is 2 years of age. Are always taken care of, doing school projects, homework, and even handyman chores, if need be. And amongst all this, finding time to sit in seclusion and make the ibadahs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She was also the inspiration behind getting rid of the television at home and encouraging our 3 elder sons to do hibs. Alhamdulillah, having just come back from 40 days in Jamaat in Nigeria, as well as having experienced a few days of Ramadan, I truly can appreciate the effort my wife makes daily, non-stop, without any leave, in just the preparation of our big family meals. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to give her strength and health in her quest to keep us happy and healthy, and grant her Jannat of Firdaus from whichever door she chooses. Ameen. The secret of her success is that she placed her faith in Allah and that she constantly makes dhikr whilst working. A definite woman of wonder in my books. بعد بعدي عنك أمي عدت مشتاقا لضمي عدت أستجديري